Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory
the
that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Any grateful folks out there this evening? I am grateful, and flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. And saints of God, it's gratefulness. Good evening and good evening and good evening. I am Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the Portland, Oregon, from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. What a privilege, what a pleasure it is to be able to worship with you tonight. Whether you are sitting at home, reclining, enjoying the Sunday evening, or you're at work, or you're riding in your car, it is my pleasure to be able to worship the Lord with you tonight. Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Saints, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth, yes, it does, it endures unto all generations. I dare you to come on and clap your hands and give God some praise, because you owe him another praise on tonight. You owe him another praise on tonight. God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. We truly thank God for this opportunity to come and share the Lord with you on tonight. We thank God for his bountiful blessings and all that he has bestowed upon us. We give glory and honor tonight to all of those who make it possible for us to come together to share this platform. We thank God for the Butterfields who have made it possible that introduced Blog Talk to us. We want to thank Pastor Sherelle, our co-host, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Archbishop Ruth Smith. We thank God for the men and women of God that labor with us to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to him. We thank God for the work that they do to advance the kingdom of God, not to make themselves household names or to bring fortune or fame to themselves, but to let this dying world know that God loves them and he is soon to return. So I hope and pray tonight that you are in store, ready for a blessing. You are in store for a blessing on tonight. We thank God for our speaker tonight, Pastor Trish McClendon. We praise God for her. We thank God that he has blessed each of us to be able to hear the word of the Lord. We have a few announcements we would like to share with you, and then we are going to have our opening prayer by our own Mother Nancy Kimmons. And then we will have a selection, and then we will be ready to hear what thus saith the Lord from our speaker of the hour. So I want to encourage you to join us, a faith in health virtual conversation for our community. The 411 on vaccines, including flu and COVID. This is an opportunity to share and learn facts about vaccines, hear from medical and public health professionals, and hear from families who have been impacted by COVID-19. This event is presented in partnership with Houses of Faith and the Multnomah County Reach Program. On Sunday, February 21st, from 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., on Facebook Live, you can join Highland Haven, Maranatha Church, Greater St. Stephen, Portland Covenant, Emmanuel Temple, Multnomah County Reach Program, and the Multnomah County Health Department by learning about the vaccines. That's going to be Sunday, February 21st, from 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m., and this is going to be on Facebook Live. So we want to encourage you to check out that information. We also have an invitation from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church for an online Bible study as they study Christian apologetics. Study and understand Christian apologetics. This class will take place on Wednesday, February the 10th and February the 17th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Chaplain Kevin Baton will be the teacher. And I want to tell you, our first session was last Wednesday. And my, oh my, oh my, Did we have an awesome, good time in the Lord? This is a Zoom class, and it's open to anyone. I'm going to give out the meeting ID so that you can join in from wherever you are. We had people on Zoom from Florida and from California, here in Portland, and right in Tacoma, Washington. So the number, the meeting ID is 753-501-3302. Again, the meeting ID for the Christian Apologetics Bible Study, which will be February the 10th and the 17th, is 753-501-3302. And the passcode is 214257. And our next announcement is a senior collaborative survey, which is sponsored by Northwest Pilot Project and the Hollywood Senior Center. They are looking for African Americans who are between the ages of 55 and up to participate in a survey about improving the wellness of the season community. For spending 10 to 15 minutes with our own Sister Tanya Jones, there is a $10 incentive for everyone that completes this survey. If you're interested, if you're an African American, and it doesn't matter where you live, but you have a voice and you have an opinion about the well-being of African Americans age 55 and up, Sister Tanya would love to hear from you. You can complete this survey by contacting Sister Tanya Jones at 503-752-9682. Again, that's Sister Tanya Jones. Her phone number is 503-752-9682. Well, my brothers and sisters, those are our community announcements for this week. We hope and pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. Want to remind you, and I know you haven't forgot, but this month is Black History Month, and we are saluting all of our heroes and sheroes who have paved the way and who are paving the way for African Americans to live and to thrive in this world. There are so many heroes and sheroes that fought, bled, and died, went to jail for us to do so many things. Guess what? The stoplight, the ironing board, the piece that goes into the light bulb. All of these things that we use on a daily basis were invented by African American men and women. So hair products, the pressing comb, come on now. We've been doing things forever, and this is our time to continue to educate each other and our children and our children's children on how good it is to be Black and to be proud to be Black in America. Amen. So we thank God for all of our heroes and sheroes who are paving the way for us. Not all of them are deceased. Some of them are living, and some of them are on this call today. So we salute you, my brothers and sisters, for the work that you are doing in your community, for the work that you are doing in your church, for the work that you're doing in the city, the state, and the nation. Continue to let your light shine. Continue to be salt in the earth. Continue to let men and women and boys and girls know that we are Black and we are proud. But most of all, we are children of the Most High God. Amen. Goes right there, somebody. Amen. So we're just excited. So I want to encourage you this month. Spend some money with a local African-American business, I know Pastor Pamela Laws. She sells jewelry. Nothing is over $5. Reach out. How do you? There's a lot of black businesses right here within our community. A lot of black restaurants. Let's spend some money in our community this month. If Dr. Robert L. Jeffries from Seattle, Washington was on the line with us tonight, he would give us a list. Matter of fact, next week, I'm going to have a list of different black businesses that you can pour into this month. If you are one that makes donations, I know of a charter school that is owned and operated by black women. It's Kairos PDX. That's right. It's a charter school, K-5, right here in the City of Roses. If you would like to make a donation to that school, go right ahead. They are doing an excellent work. Also want to salute the most amazing nonprofit social engagement, community engagement program in the nation, self-enhancement. Woo-hoo! Dr. Tony Hobson. He's one of our homeboys, y'all. He went to high school right here in Portland, left and went to college, stayed in Oregon, came back, and now he's doing a great work. He's on the wall, and he can't come down. Self-Enhancement Incorporated are celebrating 40 years of ministry in the community. So if you want to give to these organizations, go ahead, look them up, Google them, and then tell them, Pastor Black told me to sow a seed into the ministry, because that's where my money goes, back into the community. Well, that's it for my community announcements, my public announcements. Amen. I'm ready for some word. I'm ready for some prayer. Let's continue to pray for each other. Let's continue to pray for our president and our vice president. Continue to pray for our nation. Next week, we will begin the impeachment trial. We pray that all things be done decent and in order. We pray that the vaccine will work and do what it was supposed to do. And coming tonight to lead us to the throne of grace is a mother of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. She is a charter member of our church, has been a member and an active member of this church for over 36 years, and we are so honored to have her. I am doubly honored because I call her mom. Amen. We have with us tonight my biological mother, Mother Nancy Kimmons, coming to take us to the throne of grace. After Mother Kimmons has prayed, we will hear a song of worship. And the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Pastor Trish McClendon. I want to tell you, Pastor Trish is from the St. Matthew's AME Church of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Her pastor, amen, I'm looking at it, is Dr. Vernon R. Byrd, amen, and we are just truly grateful. Let me tell you something. Pastor Trish is of age. She is a bold, fired-up preacher, teacher, songbird, prayer warrior, and really don't need no introduction, but I want you all to get ready, because she's going to preach, she's going to sing, she's going to shout. And if you ain't ready for some church, I'm sorry, get ready. Amen? Because sister is going to bring it tonight. So I want you to get yourself ready. Mute that TV. Tell Queen Latifah to hold on. You program her new little show. You'll catch it in a minute. You'll catch it later. But you want to hear from this woman of God on tonight. Amen? Amen. We, Mother Kimmons, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Father God, we just come before you today, God, the Lord of the Sabbath. Thank you for commanding us to rest.
Yes.
So that we can be whole, refreshed, renewed, and recharged. Restore in us your love.
Yes, God.
Because your love is better than life, and my lips will glorify you.
Yes.
Father, I lift my hands to you in praise.
Yes.
I honor you, O God. I thank you, O God.
You.
I worship you, O God.
Yes,
for you are the God of God and the Lord of Lords. Oh. You are the great I am. You are bread, O God, when we're hungry, and you're water when we're thirsty, O God. Father God, we thank you tonight for being all that you are, O God. For you are better to us than we are to ourselves. And so, Father God, like the scripture says, we will glorify you with our lips. We will give you our praise, O God. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continuously be on our lips. Loving God, please help us see the beautiful love reflected through your magnitude of sacrifice on this first Sunday. Father God, as we commune today, God, we realize, O God, of the great sacrifice that you did on our behalf. You paid a debt that you did not owe, O God. And we thank you for that debt. And the only way we can repay you, O God, is with our praise. Father, we will lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. And our help comes from you, O God. Dear Father, thank you that you are the creator and the keeper, the one who made heaven and earth and watches over us. Help us to lift up our eyes higher to see you and put our trust in you. Father God, as we come before you and we pray for our nation, Romans 12 and 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Loving God, when the pain and injustice around us breaks our hearts, help us to be still and believe in your love and power to transform and to heal. Help us to point with our lives to your justice, mercy, and love. Help us to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for you. That's our prayer for our nation, oh God. Father God, we ask that you would bless Bishop Ruth.
Yes, God.
Bless the Butterfields
oh,
and
God.
The light of Portland Broadcast.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless Pastor Sherelle
yes,
and Pastor
God.
Kim Black
oh, Jesus.
And those who work with them to spread the good news.
Yes.
Elder Farmer and Elder Kathy Menneweather.
Yes.
And Pastor Sherelle.
Oh, God.
We thank you for this time on the airwaves.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, may God's word continue to reach far and wide. Bless this word tonight
yes,
and let
God.
It fall on good ground.
Yes.
Let us apply the word to our life and not just be hearers only, but also doers. Bless the woman of God,
yes,
Pastor
God.
Trish McClinton.
Oh God.
Oh God, continue to anoint afresh as she gives us what you have given to her. Open our hearts and ears to let the word catch fire in our lives.
Yeah.
We thank you, oh God, for forgiving us of our sins and dying on the cross and paying a debt that you did not owe.
Yes.
Oh, God, your word cuts going in and cuts coming out. But we will be made the better because your word is life building. Build us up with your precious word, oh, God. Do not leave us alone, oh, God. Continue to be with us, oh, God. Lead us, God, in a straight and smooth path. God, we ask that you would hold our hands as we travel through this pilgrim land. We are not here to stay. We are visiting, oh, God. This is a filling station, oh, God. And we're here to be filled. Your word will fill us up tonight. And your word will brighten up our day. It gives us hope. It gives us faith. It gives us trust. It gives us love. And because of your word, oh God, we can go forward a little bit longer. We can go forward a little bit higher. We can move, oh God, out of our own self and become closer to you. Father God, we thank you for your precious word tonight. In Jesus' mighty Max's name, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the rising up. the same. We worship you, we worship you, oh God.
We worship you,
we worship you,
we worship,
we worship you,
you, we worship,
oh,
you, oh God.
From the rising,
from the rising
of the sun till the going down,
down
of the same, we worship you,
we worship,
we worship you,
we worship you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God. Pastor Black, I thank you for this opportunity to share what God has placed upon my spirit to bring forth this evening. As you mentioned earlier, this is Black History Month, and every day that we live as people of color, as African Americans, we have the potential to make history and leave a legacy of God's goodness behind us. In honor of those who blessed my life and growing up in Bethel AME Church in Portland, Oregon, I remember the cathedral choir that my great-grandmother and where my great-grandmother and my grandmother and my Aunt Helen used to sing in the choir, and as in homage to them and all those who taught me and about Jesus, and the importance of having a relationship with him, I would just like to sing this song. I know that possibly, well, I believe some of my family members may be on this call, and as I sing this song, they may reflect on the time when the cathedral choir would have their processional in their yellow robes and their gold collars, and they would march into the choir loft singing this song.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. You know we're trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
I think I'll sing it one more time.
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. You know we're trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
Most gracious and wonderful God, hallelujah, matchless creator, savior, redeemer, and friend, we come before you this night, waiting in anticipation and expectation of what your Holy Spirit would have for me to share with those who are waiting a word from you. Have your way, O God. I surrender myself, my will, unto your divine purpose and will through me. Lord, I decrease that you might increase in me and receive all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it is in the name of Jesus the Christ, who is, who was, and is coming again for us, his children. In his precious name I do pray. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord once again for this opportunity to share what God has given me to share with them, with his people. Thank you, Lord. The scripture that I have selected for this time and message with you tonight comes from Genesis, the 50th chapter, verse 20 in the Old Testament, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and then verses 31 through 37. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, sharing with you from the New International Version of the Bible, said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Romans 8:28, verses 31-37. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according, then, shall we say, in response to this, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, or more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things,
We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God never promised that this life would be easy. Yet, God has committed to be with us even until the end of the age. God is faithful. Even though this life can shake you every which way but loose, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that we are persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. God can and will transform your pain into purpose. Oh, yes, He will. Yes, He will. Not only will you be blessed when you surrender your struggle over to God, your family, your friends, and loved ones will be blessed through you being an overcomer. The title that I would like to use for this message tonight is You Still Win. Oh, yes, you do. You still win. In Genesis, visiting that scripture again, Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph, a man of God, had to endure horrific hardship at the hands of his own brothers. He's addressing them in this verse where he says, what you meant for evil, what you meant to harm me, God meant for good to save many people alive this day. Joseph's life struggles can be found in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50, with the exception of chapter 38 that talks about his brother Judah and his indiscretions. If you just glance at the beginning of Joseph's journey, you would not believe his miraculous outcome. Everything is not always as it appears. This is especially the case when it comes to facing many challenges on your life's journey. There may come a time when your money may be funny, your health is teetering on the slippery slope of decline, and family relationships are on the brink of a breakdown. I am here to encourage somebody today by letting you know that God is still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or imagine. Oh yes, you can still win, and you're going to win with God. The mistakes, disappointments, and wounds of your past, even a current jacked-up situation in which you find yourself, in the hands of God, you can come out victoriously. With God, you still win. Let me just share a little background information about Joseph and the lessons that we can learn from his life's journey. You see, Joseph was the youngest of 10 older brothers, and he was his daddy's favorite. And Jacob did not hold back from letting the whole family and the community know that Joseph was his favorite son, because he had Joseph in his old age. That's what the Bible tells us. He had Joseph in his old age. And not only that, Joseph came from the wife that Jacob actually loved. See, Jacob had many, many wives and a whole bunch of kids, okay? And when there's a situation like that, when there's a man that has kids from other women and then he has more kids from some other concubines and other people, you know that can turn out to be a hot mess. And in this situation with Joseph, that's exactly what it was. But in the hands of God, he transformed that possible potential mess being a catastrophe He transformed that into being a miracle and a win for Joseph. Joseph, as gifted as he was, he had been given the gift of dreams. But yet in his immaturity at age 17, he started talking about his dreams, and he shared that with his brothers. That was his mistake, because he bragged about the gifts that God had given him. He was making it seem like he came about the gifts on his own and didn't recognize our God who had given him those gifts. So he went bragging to his brothers about his gifts. And the word says in chapter 37, before you get to the 10th verse, it says that Joseph's brothers, all 10 of them, hated him. It says that they hated him when he first came to them to tell him about their dream. When he told them about his dream, if the word says they hated him all the more. Then when they went and told their daddy about his dream, they hated him all the more, even more so. Three times it says that Joseph's brothers hated him. And then at the root of their hate, it says, this is what the Bible says, his brothers, in verse 11 in chapter 37, his brothers were jealous of him. When God gives you a gift, and along with that gift, God gives you dreams of your future, of what's to come to pass, sometimes you can't tell everybody, because not everybody's going to be happy for you. There's going to be a whole lot of people that may be jealous of you. And when it comes family, that really hurts. But Joseph kept on pressing. But it was so bad, the jealousy was so wicked against Joseph, that his brothers, his own flesh and blood, plotted against him to kill him. Yeah, you can't share with everybody about the gifts that God has given you. Some people can't handle your shine that God has given you, but you're still to remain humble. You still remain humble. Joseph made some mistakes in his immaturity as a 17-year-old. He was excited, and he wanted to share with his family what the gifts that he had. But even in our mistakes, this is what we can learn from Joseph. Even in our mistakes, even when people may come against us and hate us, you can still win. You can still win. So when Joseph had been given these dreams and these gifts, he started reporting on what his brothers were doing. He went back and gave a bad report to his father about what his brothers were doing out in the field. And I know many of us have probably heard this phrase years ago and even in recent times, that snitches will get stitches. And in Joseph's case, he almost lost his life for reporting on what his brothers were doing out in the field. One day he came along and was wanting to give another report to his father about what his brothers were doing. But then his brothers, again, had already plotted to take Joseph's life. But instead of taking his life, they sold him into slavery. Yeah, they did. And they took this coat of beautiful colors that their daddy, Jacob, had given only to Joseph, and they put blood on it, took the coat back to their daddy and said, oh, Joseph is dead, daddy. Joseph is gone. But they had sold him to some businessmen who were traveling into Egypt. So here Joseph was with his gifted self, now sold into slavery, coat removed, the many colors, but the word of God says favor of God was still on him, even as a slave. Even as a slave, the favor of God was still on him. That teaches me that even when you're going through a hard time, even when people lie on you, backstab you, try to kill you and take your life, they cannot thwart the plan that God has for you, because you are more than a conqueror in God. Yeah, We're more than conquerors in God. No matter what somebody plans and plots, whatever the purpose is that God has for your life, oh, yes, people, it's going to come to fruition. No matter what comes against you, God's purpose, God's plan for your life will be fulfilled. For his word also says in Jeremiah, well, I know the plans God has for me, declares the Lord, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a future. So even with Joseph receiving this harsh treatment from his hating brothers, his jealous brothers, God still had a plan on his life, and that plan was going to be fulfilled. So yes, Joseph was sold into slavery. He goes to work. He was bought as a slave by a man named Potiphar, who was the commander-in-chief over Pharaoh's army in Egypt. So there Joseph is in the household of Potiphar, his slave owner. And the word of God says, even still, God had favor on Joseph's life. God was blessed even as a slave in the house of his slave owner. And because Joseph was blessed, Potiphar's whole household was blessed. I hope y'all hearing me. Even when you're going through a challenging time, when the favor of the Lord is upon you, people who are hanging around you will get blessed by the favor of God that is upon your life. Yes, you may even be going through some hell right now. Yes, people may be lying on you, plotting against you, plotting and planning. But only God's plan, hear me clearly, only God's plan and purpose on your life will come to pass. I'm not saying you're not going to cry sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you and say that people ain't going to lie on you. I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to go through, and sometimes the greater the gifting, the greater the anointing upon you, sometimes the harder the hardships. But you still win. You're still going to win. So there Joseph is faithfully serving his master's home, Potiphar, and his wife. Potiphar was married, but he was married to a lustful woman, because she started eyeballing Joseph, like, oh, he's fine, okay, let me see if I can get with him. But Joseph refused to sleep with her. Joseph refused. I'm not going to do that. You are a married woman. Your husband is my master, and I'm going to be obedient. I'm not going to sleep with you. And because he refused her, she lied on him, said he tried to rape her. Next thing you know, Joseph goes from being a slave in Potiphar's house to being thrown in prison based on a lie. But how about even when he was in prison, he still had God's favor on him. It's something about the people of God. Sometimes people don't even know what to call it. When they see it upon you, when you have a certain walk, you have a certain speech, and it's like, there's something about that sister, there's something about that brother. When you're in God, it's the spirit of the Holy of Holies that abide within you, that reigns supreme. Even when you're going through some stuff that's not fair, that's ugly, that's horrific, God's spirit will still abide with you. He's promised never to lie yet. He's promised never to leave you nor forsake you. I'm here to encourage somebody today that you will still win. You'll still win. You'll still win. Joseph, even as a prisoner, he wasn't down there complaining. He was still serving, and even the guards of the prison trusted Joseph and put him in command of some of the duties in the prison. So even being in prison, his gifts had not been removed from him. He had been stripped of his coat of many colors that his daddy had given him, sold into slavery, then started working in a home where the wife lied on him, was thrown into prison. But how about no matter what a person can do to you, they cannot remove the love of God from you. They cannot They cannot remove what God has placed inside of you to perform, to serve out your purpose, to fulfill what God has called you to fulfill. I encourage you this day to keep on keeping on, because you still gonna win. Let me keep moving on and tell you a little bit more about Joseph. So while he was in prison, there were two people that were in prison with him. the baker and the butler in the house of Pharaoh. And so they start having dreams, and Joseph was able to interpret those dreams. And when they were released, he said, please remember me when you get to your freedom. Please remember me. Don't leave me behind. But sometimes people gonna forget about you. Yeah, people gonna forget about you. And do you know he stayed, what, 2-3 more years in prison, and then it came to the butler's attention when the Pharaoh started having dreams that nobody in the land could interpret. The butler finally remembered and said, oh, Pharaoh, there was a man I was in prison with down there in the dungeon, and he was able to interpret my dream. I believe if you call him forward, he will be able to interpret the dream that you've had. When it was all said and done, they called Joseph forward. He was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams. He saved the land of Egypt. They went into a seven years of plenty, a 7 years famine. And look at here. When the 7 years of famine hit the land, it covered a whole many countries that his brothers, who thought him dead years ago, because he was 30 years old by the time he went before Pharaoh. He went into captivity at age 17. He was called before Pharaoh at age 30. Sometimes you're going to go through some stuff for some years before you come into the full fruition of what God has for you. But still keep hope alive, because God is right here with us, and he's continuing the journey with us, and he knows the purpose that he has for your life. So his brothers had to come to him, and they didn't even recognize him, because he had on all the Egyptian garb and he was speaking Egyptian language. But they had to come to the land of Egypt to get food, because the famine stretched over to their land in Canaan. When it was all said and done, and Joseph revealed to them who he was, he took off the Egyptian robe and everything, and they were able to see, and he said, I am your brother who you thought was dead. And so they got scared, because they knew that the evil that they had done to him, that it was probably worthy of all 10 of their deaths. But Joseph, he says here again in chapter 50 of Genesis, verse 20, that what you meant for my harm, hallelujah, God meant for my good, to save many people alive this day. So you don't have to worry. I will not only feed you, I will feed your family, and I will bring you no harm, because God has blessed me. And basically what he was saying, if you had not done, Hayika, if you had not done what you did, I wouldn't have been promoted to second in command to Pharaoh. So God is able to transform all, even the mistakes we make, the wrong that people do unto us, if we just continue to hold on to the faith and trust in God, hallelujah, he will bring you through, he will bring you over, and his plan and his purpose for your life shall be fulfilled. Yeah, I know it gets hard. I know it gets hard. But sometimes relationships and friendships have to come to an end for God to fulfill a purpose in your life. I don't know who that's for right there, but that's for somebody specific on this call. Some relationships have to come to an end in order for God to fulfill the purpose for what he has in your life. And also, we are to forgive. We are to forgive those who have mistreated us, who have talked badly about us, who set out for our harm. Hallelujah, God. But when we surrender all of that pain over to God, he will transform that to our good, and he will fulfill the purpose. He already said in his word in Romans 8, in the verses that I read earlier, that we are more than conquerors. And nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. They tried to thought about killing Joseph. They didn't do that. They sold him into slavery, said, oh, this is going to be the end of him. That didn't happen. promoted to second in command. I don't know what you may be facing in your life right now, that it may seem like it's the end for you, that the enemy got it, but hallelujah, the devil is a liar and a half of one, because you are more than a conqueror, my brother and my sister. You are victorious, and whatever you're going through, as long as you're going through it with God. As long as you are going through and you're enduring with God and trusting in God to bring things to pass for you, the things that you dreamt about, the things that you've been hoping for, trust God to fulfill his promises unto you. He shall bring it to pass. I don't care what you face. And I know Pastor Black said earlier in her message, and I've said it several times to different my family members, you know, thanks be to God. And I heard Mama Kim say it to me one time, thank God we don't look like what we've been through. Hallelujah, Mama. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you that we don't look like what we've been through. Thank you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, oh God, for the things that we've done, the things that we have committed, oh God, by thought, word, and deed against your divine majesty. You have shown mercy, oh God. Help us to learn to forgive. Help us to learn to keep on keeping on as our ancestors did through so many things that were so much more atrocious that they had to face, but they kept on keeping on, and by faith, they made it through. By faith, they continued to persevere. By faith, they fulfilled the purpose for which you had sent them, and they still won. Hallelujah, Baba. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the story of Joseph that teaches us to continue to keep on keeping on, that even with our mistakes, you still get the glory. Even when we haven't stopped and said, thank you, God, for the gifts that you have given us, you get the glory. You still have called us to be more than conquerors. You use what people have used against us for our good. Help us to surrender all those things that we don't understand. Help us to surrender all those things that we're trying to figure out. Help us just to surrender and trust in you, that you will get the victory and that we will have the victory in our lives. God is able, saints. God is able. I bear witness to his goodness, to his grace, to his mercy. And the bottom line is no one can stop you from being a winner with God. Yeah, they thought they had stopped Jesus. Remember when they crucified him? He's dead and buried. He gone. He talking about he the savior of the world. They thought he was dead and gone. But the word of God tells me that on the third day, the Bible says he rose with all power in his head. We serve a resurrected living God. Yes, we do. Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is a winner. And we are heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Jesus is a winner. Us believing in Christ makes us a winner too. Somebody need to know that today. I don't care what it look like, smell like, feel like. You are a winner in Christ Jesus. And you may be saying, well, preacher, pastor, I felt like a loser most of my life. I've been through some things. I was raped as a child. I was abused. And my mama, my daddy had favorites. My siblings were my mama's favorites, or my brother was my daddy's favorite. But you know what? There is no respecter of persons in Christ Jesus. God can become your loving father through Jesus the Christ. And God makes it so simple for us to become winners in him. He says in his word, in the Bible, it says in Romans 10:9, that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You will be given the gift of salvation. God will be able to transform you from a loser mindset to transform your life into being a winner in him. He's able. And there's nothing that's too hard for God. Nothing that you've done that will not be forgiven by the Lord, because God wants us all to be winners in him. So again, I encourage you this day. Trust in the man named Jesus. The man, fully God. Walking hand in hand with him, you will win every time, even when it doesn't look like you're winning. You're a winner in Christ, and nothing,
nothing in all creation in the heavens or the earth below will ever be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So there may be one on this line tonight who has never journeyed with the Lord, doesn't know what it feels like to be a winner with God. As I just shared that scripture with you, Romans 10 and 9. In the New Testament, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And if you have made that decision tonight, if you have confessed that Jesus is your Lord and you receive Jesus as your Savior, you repented and say, Lord, I have sinned. I want Jesus to come into my life. I make him my Savior and Lord of my life. And you have received the gift of salvation. And I'll let Pastor Black be able to share with you how to contact her. If you have received Christ this night, let her know. Let her know. Let somebody know that you have received Christ. And I pray for you, my brothers and sisters, that you will continue to know who you are or who you can be once you receive Christ, that you are a winner in him. You still will win. There's one final song that I just want to share with you as I end my message. And the song is titled, I've Decided, Yeah, God, to Make Jesus My Choice. You know the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind I decided to make Jesus my choice. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver when gold. These things they treasure and forget about their soul. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind I've decided to make Jesus my choice. You will never go wrong with making Jesus your choice. God bless you, God keep you, and may God's face continue to shine upon you and give you his perfect peace. Amen. Pastor Black.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What an awesome word. I'm down here dancing like Mr. Brady here and the Tampa folks tonight. Not because Tampa won, but because I win. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Pastor Trish, thank you so much for that word on tonight. I told y'all to get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes.
Because the woman of God was going to bring forth a right now word. If you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior tonight and you just want us to pray with you and pray for you, press 1 on your phone. I'm not going to bring you on live, but I just want to be able to pray. God knows your heart. He knows. He already knows your name. He knows the number of hair that's on your head. But I want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you. If you prayed that prayer tonight that Pastor Trish led us in, to that call of salvation, and that was your first time praying that tonight, press 1 on your phone so that we can honor God and we can pray for you. Well, you all, it has been my pleasure, as always, to worship the Lord with you. I hope and pray that you meet us here again next Sunday, the same time, the same number, for another Rhema Word. I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Oh! together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah.